Last week I was on vacation, and we reschedule things accordingly, and I'm very happy to say that Sock Talk did not get put off. No, we still get to talk about all the things that are happening at Sauk Valley Community College, which they are, and I'm glad to say joining us in studio, it's good to see Dallas Knack again. Of course, she is the marketing coordinator at the college, along with John Mandrell. We got some great information coming up. Good morning to both.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Let me figure out. There she is. Now. Now we can hear what Dallas is saying.
Can you hear me now?
It's a great connection we've got. Yeah, see, I take a week off and I forget what button is supposed to do what.
It happens. You have a lot of buttons over there, so don't blame you.
Yeah, well, thank you. Everybody else will hold me fully accountable, and now I know when I need an excuse, I go find Dallas. Hey, you know, summer's moving right along here, and I think the last time you were in, we talked about summer sessions and the things that are going on online. How are those progressing?
Things are going well. I will say in the summertime, we're always preparing for the next semester, and, you know, certainly this fall, we're making preparations like we've never had to do before. So, you know, looking to this upcoming school year, we're trying with all our might to provide all course deliveries in every way possible to provide comfort for our students. So no matter what type of separation that we need to reach so that we can provide our classes, we're doing that now. So probably the newest one we have this year is live stream teaching. So, you know, as part of our efforts to stay safe and have social distancing, we're planning a lot of our courses to still meet at the same times, but students would be meeting virtually from home if they prefer. So much like we're seeing right now with many virtual video conferencing meetings, your teacher would be right there on the screen as if you were in the classroom with them on campus, but you can be doing so from the comfort of your home. And then we also have our traditional online courses, which have always done very well. They do very well in the summers too, where it's not necessarily live streaming. It's a little bit more independent allows tremendous flexibility for a student too. And then we have some other courses, like, as you could imagine, welding is very difficult to provide remotely or virtually. So welding will continue its typical meeting times and its standard delivery, but with groups of 10. We typically are around 10 to 12 anyhow, so that works out just fine, being very, you know, keeping all safety precautions in place, wiping and cleaning of tools. Welding lends itself pretty well to social distancing because our students kind of have their booths that are like their offices anyhow with their curtains pulled.
Right.
So it works out really well, and we have a tremendous need for welders and to provide, you know, the workforce with the next generation of manufacturing professionals. So nursing is another one. As you can imagine, they're needed more than ever. You can only do so much remote or virtually, so we do a lot of simulations on campus where we have essentially, as I tell people, mannequins or robotic patients. Mm. So we can do a lot of training right on campus, and again, in small groups with separation. So nursing will continue because it is more essential than ever to keep providing those healthcare professionals. Same for Rad Tech, another real popular program. So what I'm getting at is some of these programs are coming back together on campus just with a lot of safety measures in place, small groupings. Science labs is another one. So you may have your lecture, as we call it, you know, your class time with your instructor virtually, but then when it's time for a lab, you come to campus for it. So we're doing that in groups of 12 to be safe. And the reason we choose the number 12 is when we go through our science labs and we measure the 6 feet apart in the tables, the science tables that are in there, that gets us to about the number 10 to 12. So a good example of how we'll be running labs is chemistry. Historically, we'll have 60 to 70 students in it. They'll be in one of our large lecture halls. They'll continue to do the lecture, but they'll do it virtually through the computer. And then when it's lab time, they'll come to campus at an assigned time, but they'll be in groups of 12 now instead of what used to be probably 24. So what this means for our chemistry professors is that they've on some days got sort of a long marathon of labs to be running just in condensed sizes now. But we're also offering I will say some of the many bright spots that most educators will tell you in this and other professions too, is that we've really been able to introduce some cool new technologies that we would have maybe not thought of in the past. Mm. You know, an example is our welding instructor now has a really cool state-of-the-art camera that goes on the end of his welder. So he can show, you know, first-person views of welds and help students that way without either having to get close to each other or, you know, he can put it virtually online too.
Wow.
Online science labs were something that we have now been able to adapt to the college. So you can complete a science lab online from home. It comes with some new digital technologies. And there are some kits too that you can buy and do at home as well. Some of our instructors are doing some really neat things where they're teaching from their classrooms still. They have no audience in front of them, but they are completing the lab in front of the students, and then the students finish the data and the processing and the analysis of things from home too. So we do have quite a few instructors who will teach from their classrooms like a studio this fall, but they won't have anyone necessarily in front of them, but they'll be right there on the screen with them too. So we're doing everything we can to provide comfort level, make sure all safety precautions are in place. You know, we're staying compliant with the governor's directives and the phase four parameters. But we're doing everything we can to provide the high touch in-person experience that SOC provides. So that's just the academic side. So now we talk about how do I get a library book? How do I get tutoring? We're going to be able to offer, again, all services that are comfortable to students. So if you need a library book, we will now do, like you're seeing at restaurants and other stores, curbside. So this would allow a student to not necessarily have to come into the library. We would do the work ahead of time and help you get the book, and we bring it out to you. You know, an English student who may be writing a research paper and needs 5 books, you know, we'll have a process to be able to deliver those items to students that it's convenient for them. They don't have to come in and peruse the shelves, and we can minimize contact that way too. Tutoring. We are right now looking at how we can have a balance of virtual tutoring, which has gone really well this summer, I'll say. We have virtual tutors where a student clicks a link and there's a person on the other end helping them. You know, they can share each other's screens, they can look at papers together, go through math problems together. So that's going very well. I will say there's been a lot of enhancements in that way. And I will say it is convenient for students when they can click back and forth and have someone right there ready for them. They're not traveling, you know, trying to make this meeting or that meeting to make things happen. So they can do things from their own comfort level and manage time even differently now. So we are in student services. If you traditionally in the past walked into SOC and you were, you know, even a family comes in together, we are going to be able to provide on-campus services for that, but we're also going to be able to provide virtual services. We're looking at an option now where if somebody walks in and they necessarily may not want to be across face-to-face with someone, we will have them in a room full of virtual options. So they may be on-site and even on-site with another person, but they're talking through screens to each other. So making sure that we're protecting anybody who's high risk, making sure that we have comfort level for anyone who needs that access to our services or education, convenience. So it's really a mixed bag of things with some really neat and cool new technologies that we have going that will help. A couple of our math instructors, for example, just bought new tablets now. So instead of the history of writing on a chalkboard in the class watching the chalkboard, they're actually going to see what the instructor's writing on that tablet appearing on their screen. So pretty neat stuff, really. It's pushed a lot of us out of our comfort zones to take things to a new level. But one thing we know about SOC, you know, I'm a grad from SOC myself, is that the relationships that are there, the way people take care of you, the way that you can be able to, you know, just the inspiration that our staff is, you know, the students change our lives as much as we change their lives. You know, it's just, we want to be able to help students in every way and keep them comfortable in these new modes of delivery right now in the times we're living in. So, right now we're open for registration, and we have about 5 weeks until class kicks off. And we'll have a lot of schedules available for students. So whatever preference they're looking for, we've got it. So you can be fully online, you can be learning live streaming, you can possibly have the option where you're on campus with us, depending on what your program was, like I discussed earlier, welding, nursing, or science lab. And then we have other options too for students, hybrid options where there's a mix of both. So
there really are a lot of options, and you know, there isn't like a one answer doesn't answer at all. I know a lot of people have questions right now, and it's hard for us to necessarily directly answer some of those questions, but it is because, like John said, there are so many options because we do want all of our students to be as comfortable as can be. We don't want them to come to campus if they aren't comfortable with that. And so just trying to deliver those different options. And I think that John and his team have done a great job in figuring all of that out because it is very complex. Mm. And I cannot imagine trying to work all of that out.
We've really empowered all of the SOX employees to think differently, think creatively, try something. Let's troubleshoot it. Let's prototype it, see what we think this summer. The difference between now and last spring is we have time now. So last spring, you know, it abruptly happened. We all had to make a very quick shift safely home and work from home. Now we've got time now to really redevelop things to relaunch in the fall.
Starting to almost remind me of a Tony Stark moment where he's just about to put the first Iron Man together and everything works around it. Maybe we're getting close to that.
Yeah. So I will say that doing some things virtually has been really neat, though. We've been able to connect with people and students in ways we've never been able to do before. Availability of people has changed a little bit, too. You know, being able to, you can probably reach more people in a day now because you're not traveling in between things. So going forward, we're going to continue to be the SOC that we know ourselves as. We want to be very, you know, personal with people, give them everything that we absolutely can. Help them, coach them, and this is a new way of us helping and coaching students back into education again, because it's just some uncertain times, but we are there to support students, help them in these changes, and right now we're just working diligently to assist those students in any transitions they may be making. So we have many students who take our online classes. They won't notice a difference. You know, if you've been a fully online student in the past, it's business as usual for you, just like as if you were a welding or a nursing student. So the door is cracked open a little bit more come this fall compared to what we could do over the summer or the spring.
Now, Dallas, you know, your marketing and promotions, how's the challenge been for you over the past few months, and do you see things getting a little bit better?
Well, you know, it's been a challenge for all of us, I think. We're all trying to work in this new quote-unquote normal. And I think it'll continue to be that way for a long time, but it has just been interesting trying to reach those students and help get the answers out there because it is ever changing and we're just trying to provide information as it becomes available. And of course, as you know, our website is full of that information, especially our COVID page, which you can find just at the very top of the page or by going to svcc.edu/COVID-19. And there's more details on what John was talking about with the different deliveries and how you can reach some of those people. If you have questions about your classes, if you need to speak with an advisor, all of that contact information is on that page. So even though we are working remotely and, you know, it's not the same concept of just walking into SOC and taking care of things, everything is still at your fingertips available on that website. So that has been nice to be able to push out all of that information to our students in one fashion, kind of.
Well, you're a SOC graduate.
Yes, I am.
John's a SOC graduate. You think they're totally not thinking anything like this could come along. Do you think anything at SOC helped you in case it did? just a question, just a thought.
I will say that SOC was the greatest learning experience I ever had. You know, people were just very, very helpful and life-changing for me. And some of those people still work there from when I was there, and that's probably the case for you, Dallas. It taught me to critically think. And really, that's part of the academic journey is, you know, I often get people who say to me, well, I just want to do this. Why do I have to take all this math over here? It's critically thinking. It's a well-rounded person. It's pushing you out of your comfort zone. That's what SOC did for me. It really took me to another level as a student and as a person. And when I went to transfer to a university, like many of our grads, I felt ready and comfortable. I mean, I knew that day was coming, and SOC prepared me for every bit of that. And the people there are supportive and challenging and just very positive influences. So critical thinking more than anything.
Wow.
I think, you know, adding on to that, you said that the people at SOC are, you know, very helpful and they're there for you. And I think that just kind of translates in what we're trying to do now. You know, we had that experience with all of that support, and everyone at SOC still is so supportive. And we just want to continue that service, even if we aren't on campus and we can't have that personal touch. So I think adding in that live streaming really helps. You still are having face-to-face conversations with your professors from the comfort of your home. And you're still getting all of the access, you're still getting the free tutoring and the free services that SOC is known for, but it's just at your comfort level. And I think that's really important to keep in mind right now.
I've always told students who were in an online class previously, and it certainly applies now, you're not taking a course with a computer. On the right. Other end of that computer is a caring faculty member who is on the same page as you are, who's giving back and forth, you know, instruction and a part of the journey with you. So I always tell online students to even come out to the college or call your faculty member or Zoom with them, so you do get to know them and realize that it's just like being in a classroom in terms of that relationship.
And Dallas, fall scholarship applications are now open.
Yes, they are. So, I mean, in case you didn't know, our classes start August 17th, even though we've been mentioning that. So we do have scholarships that are available for the fall semester for need and academic-based. All of that information is at svcc.edu/scholarships. And it takes, 20, 30 minutes to apply for scholarships, and we have a lot of money available. We want to help as many students as possible, and I just highly recommend jumping on there. It's quick and easy, and you have the chance to get some money for school.
Snap to it. Let's go. That's why I do that. In case you weren't paying attention.
And what I would tell people, too, is be early to registration as much as you can, because with all of the tighter numbers in terms of class sizes, things are filling up fast, and I want everybody to be able to get the schedule that fits their life, you know, at the times and the days that they need. So with so many modifications to the schedule and things being a little tighter in terms of numbers, we want to make sure everybody gets what they need in terms of what works for their life.
Speaking of schedule, I did have my hands on a course catalog, but that thing is null and void anymore. If somebody wants to review courses available, what's the best thing to do?
We have every way possible, but what I always recommend is our website is a wealth of information, and on there is everything from the catalog to the schedule. If they want to talk about what it takes to enroll in those courses, that COVID-19 page actually is really helpful right now. It directs you to all the different deliveries that we have available to meet with somebody, whether it's virtually on the phone or even on campus.
You know, every time I go to your website, it's like, oh, I'll just take a cruise through here. I end up being on there for 30 minutes, and I haven't even started for the most part. The information, whoever takes care of that, it's probably numerous people, unbelievable website, and you could spend days in there and just walk around.
There's a lot of information. If you can't find it on our website, we're doing something wrong, because I think, you know, every bit of information that we have, we just want to share with as many people as possible. So we get it out on our website where we can. So like John said, like svcc.edu/registration is a great place to start. It has all the information about our classes, our schedules. You'll even see on there what type of class it is, whether it has that in person or not. I think that's a great starting point. And for those that are a little bit iffy about possibly being in an online course and they're not sure what to think about it or if they could do it, I always recommend going to svcc.edu/test-drive, and you can poke around in an online course and kind of get a feel for it and see that it's really not so scary. It's really manageable. And personally, I find that, you know, it has a great layout, and I think that you'll find that it is definitely doable.
That's a test drive we talked about in the past.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yes, right. Wow.
No. I'm glad you mentioned that, because that really, that's a question we were pre-COVID that we would get a lot, is what's it like to take an online class? And we find that by and large, when a lot of people take that first online class, they get comfortable with it, and they think, this is kind of nice. There's a lot of flexibility in my life here. I can enroll in classes anytime that I need to. and in terms of no matter what my life schedule is. And they've gone very well. In fact, for the most part, most students that are graduating today are taking several online classes by their choosing. They don't have to, but they do.
Oh my gosh, it's quickly approaching. Just August, 5 weeks away. Get online, find out about the sponsorships, find about the courses that are available, and get involved at Sauk Valley Community College. And they're always there for you.
Thanks for having us.
John Mandrell, Dallas Knack, always good to have you here. And stay cool today, and let us know if there's any updates we need to bring in, and we'll certainly pass that along.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Sauk Talk on WSDR, and we'll get another check in shortly with Richard Neuendijk.
As an organ donor, your story doesn't have to end. The good in you can live on. In fact, you could save up to 8 lives with your gifts. Your heart could keep beating. Your kidneys could keep filtering. And your intestines could keep on digesting for others. And that's not all.
Hello.
Hey there. Eight seconds. Hang on.
And a Trump at the Supreme Services.
This is 1240 AM, 93.1 FM, WSDR. One more check in those markets again with Richard Neuendijk.
Well, thank you. And in the grain trade, wheat higher here today, gaining on corn with the September Minneapolis wheat knob 6 to 519. September Kansas City's up 12, 3/4 at 453 half, and the September Chicago wheat, up 14 cents at 509. Corn a little bit lower with July down a half, 344 half. September's down 3/4, 342 half, now down a penny. And the December corn down a penny and a half, 351. March corn down 1 3/4, 361 and a half.
Victims of age and disability discrimination. The justices ruled religious institutions are shielded from workplace bias lawsuits. Tomorrow, the court will release the final 3 rulings of this term. The White House coronavirus test.